Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight. Because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 1896. Fear will hold you prisoner. A diversified portfolio will set you free. By Firecracker of millennial-revolution.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Now let's get right to it as we optimize your life. Fear will hold you prisoner. A diversified portfolio will set you free. By Firecracker of millennial-revolution.com. Quote, 20 years from now, you'll be more disappointed by the things you didn't do than by the ones you did do. So throw off the bowlines, sail away from the safe harbor, catch the trade winds in your sails. Explore, dream, discover. Mark Twain. That quote from Mark Twain is one of my favorite quotes of all time. It also happens to be the intro to the last email I ever sent at work. Poeticness aside, I was actually pretty scared at the time, cringing as my cold, clammy hand hit the send button. But now, after traveling to 18 countries and easily staying within the safe withdrawal rate of $40,000 a year, I can't help but look back on that day and laugh. What the hell was I so afraid of? It seems hilarious now, but back then, no matter how many other FI blogs I read, and even when none other than Mr. Money Mustache himself emailed me telling me that my math was sound and that everything was going to be okay, it didn't matter. I was still terrified, because that's the thing about fear. Fear traps us. Fear holds us prisoner. Just like that scene from Shawshank Redemption, if you've never seen the movie, what the heck's the matter with you? You know, where Brooks, who'd been in prison for 50 years for killing his wife and daughter, is finally paroled and set free? As his friend Red puts it, quote, they trained him to like it inside the shit house, and they threw him out. End quote. Once let out of the shit house, Brooks can't take it anymore and hangs himself. Apparently, he'd gotten so used to jail, being free made him afraid. For a brief moment on my last workday, when I hugged my friends goodbye and walked away from the corporate prison that had swallowed most of my life for the past 9 years, I couldn't help but wonder, is this what Brooks felt like? Am I going to survive outside these prison bars? Or would I get scared and scamper back into another prison soon afterwards? Fear is a powerful thing. It can swallow you whole if you let it. But luckily, as I soon found out, there's something much more powerful than fear. A diversified portfolio. As it turns out, if we had continued sitting in our little cubicle prisons in North America, we would have never seen the rest of the world. We would have never met the bike mechanic who, despite not having a college degree, makes six figures doing what he loves in Amsterdam. We would have never met the expat from England with an open-heart surgery scar across his chest, who now calls Vietnam home. Instead of continuing to work a stressful job which nearly killed him, he now runs an award-winning spa, hires locals, and gives back to the community by running an orphanage with his wife. We would have never met the couple traveling the world with their adorable baby boy, who are living proof that kids don't stop you from living your dreams. And we would have never seen the sunset, stopped to smell the roses, and fallen head over heels in love with this awesome planet we call home. Instead, we got to do all that and more. And because of the 60-40 portfolio, which throws off 4% each year to cover our living expenses, we also got to discover one of the biggest benefits of quitting a job: how much your costs drop when you no longer need to work. No more commuting to work every day, No more expensive work clothes or dry cleaning. No more eating out all the time or paying annoying decompression costs like retail therapy or boozing it up in bars to make up for stressful days. No more being tied down to an overpriced city. We could move anywhere we wanted to. As a result, we went to Southeast Asia and found out we could live like royalty for less than $25,000 a year. In fact, the hotel we're currently staying in costs only 27 Canadian dollars per night, or $20 USD. It has a pool, a rainfall shower, maid service, and includes breakfast. By including Southeast Asia, we were able to travel to 18 different countries for only $40,000 a year. And that includes expensive countries like Switzerland, Denmark, UK, and Japan. The trick is to travel hack, use Airbnb, cook from time to time, and mix up the countries. And you know what else? During this time, since we were able to mostly live off the dividends and let the capital value appreciate, our portfolio actually grew. In the year since we've officially left home, our net worth went up $27,000. So somehow we made money while traveling the world. What was I so afraid of again? So if you're afraid of making a positive change in your life, remember that while fear is a useful reminder to be careful and cautious, if you properly manage your risks, you have nothing to be afraid of. Fear will hold you prisoner. A diversified portfolio will set you free. Oh yeah, and hope. Throw hope somewhere in there too. You just listened to the post titled, Fear Will Hold You Prisoner, A Diversified Portfolio Will Set You Free, by Firecracker of millennial-revolution.com. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Have you been using Mint to manage your finances? First, the bad news. Mint is shutting down. And now, the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Fear is a huge obstacle for many of us, and I don't think any of us are immune to it. When I consider the role that fear plays in my life, I'm reminded of all the mental gymnastics I do to navigate it. And this is mostly about trying to shift and expand my perspective. I often think about how I want my greatest fear to be the pain of unrealized potential versus the fear of what could go wrong. Once you reach a certain point of financial stability, continuing to work in a job you don't love has much higher opportunity costs. And while the reward for financial independence might be an existential crisis, what if we trusted that what's on the other side of that wall of fear is worth the climb? While we all may have different tolerances for risk, this simple act of being alive, of just existing, is incredibly risky. At any moment, things could go wrong. Our circumstances may change, or life could throw us a curveball we least expect. But if we look at life through the lens of trying to minimize all risks, we might never leave our homes. And is that really living? This article reminded me that so much in life is uncertain. But if we're able to embrace that uncertainty with a level of trust that we're smart enough to figure it out, we'll be better positioned to live fulfilling lives. To help ease my anxieties over potentially choosing the wrong path, I tell myself it's not possible to make the wrong choice. Because even if I choose a direction that's challenging, within that is an opportunity to learn and grow. And that should do it for today. Have a happy rest of your day, and I'll see you on the Friday show tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.